I'm with one of my all-time screen idols, Charlton Heston, who millions have watched over the years in such wonderful epic movies. But I want to go right back to Dark City, which was your first sort of proper movie, was it?
Well, it was my first Hollywood movie.
Yes.
I had made, again, for the same director I'd worked with in high school after we all got back from the war in one piece. I had indeed made my Broadway debut in remote support of Catherine Cornell in Antony and Cleopatra, which I have since filmed myself. But
Shakespeare's
Antony and Cleopatra, yes.
I'm glad you came, Lydia.
Yes, and I then was approached by this same David Bradley to do a film version of Julius Caesar and, of course, play Antony, which is the best part in that. And I did it. And Lydia and I were married by then, of course. This is after the war. Indeed, as I recall, she played a Roman soldier in the... And that was a valuable experience for me, I must say. I've done Julius Caesar since then, both in television, the early days of live TV, and as a film for Rank. And I've played Mark Antony in Antony and Cleopatra since then, too. But that's a significant play in my whole experience, in my whole portfolio.
I know your biggest movie, earliest movie, was The Greatest Show on Earth.
Yeah, it was my second film, and indeed a very important stepping stone.
Chuck, there was a certain wave, wasn't there, that got
you
the job?
Well, I had made my first movie, and for a great producer named Hal Wallace, it was not a marvelous film. It was an okay film, Dark City, and it did moderately well at the box office. But having finished it, I thought it was time to go back home. Lydia was doing a play in New York at the time, so I thought, well, I've finished this movie. I'll go home and spend the time with her and then see what happens. Do another play, perhaps, or some more live television, whatever comes along. And I had been introduced to Cecil B. DeMille, who, of course, is one of the men who invented the motion picture industry, along with Sam Goldwyn and Adolf Zucker, and Jesse Lasky, too. And I think almost everyone that came on the lot of the new people to do a film were introduced to DeMille. It was just a very short ritual, but you got to meet the great man and exchange 5 minutes of conversation, and then you had met him. And which was no longer that it happened, and it was not at the front of my mind. But I was on the lot, and I had a Packard convertible. And this could not have happened if I had not had the top down on the Packard convertible. And I'd said my goodbyes, and I was driving off the lot, and Mr. DeMille was standing on the front steps, if you will, of his office building, talking to some of his staff. And as I drove by, I thought, well, I've met him, I suppose I should wave to him. So I just tipped a hand wave at him, and he nodded and went on talking, and I drove off. And I heard later that he then turned to his secretary, who did not really take down everything he said, but she took down a great deal of what he said. And he said, who was that? And she flipped through her notebook and said, that's Charlton Heston, New York actor, Broadway. He's made one picture for Hal Wallace called Dark City. You ran it a week ago. You didn't like it. And he said, I like the way he looked just now. That wave. Maybe we better have him in to talk about the circus picture. So I then, from that, played the lead in The Greatest Show on Earth, which won the Academy Award. And as I've said many times since, if you can't make a career out of two DeMille pictures, you're in the wrong business.
Chuck, someone actually thought you were the circus manager, I think, didn't they?
Well, this was sometime later, of course, when the picture had been finished. And it was a great success, and Lydia was out with me, and we were considering other films to do. And I went in to see Mr. DeMille one day just to chat, because I hadn't worked with him for a while. And he said, Chuck, he said, I got a piece of correspondence that you're not likely to see again. He said, it's quite unusual. And he read a letter from someone who had seen The Greatest Show on Earth, the circus picture. And it said how much they liked it, how good Jimmy Stewart had been as the clown, and how Mr. DeMille had captured the feeling of the circus, and almost the smell of sawdust, and Betty Hutton was good, and Dorothy L'Amour, and so on and so on. And he said, and you know, that manager did almost as well as the real actors. And that's the best compliment you could possibly have.